The Business Hour on OFM.
On the OFM Business Hour this evening, we're looking at the Bureau of Economic Research's Inflation Expectations Survey for quarter three of 2025. We're doing so with Lizetta Acel de Schepper. She is from the BER. Lizetta, welcome back to the Business Hour. Well, the survey covers inflation expectations amongst four social groups. Tell us, what were their expectations for this quarter?
Hi. So among the business people, the analysts and the trade unionists, we saw a broad-based decline in inflation expectations. For the next 5 years, inflation expectations declined to 4.2%. This is the lowest expectation that we actually have on record. And the expectations for 2027 also declined to 4.2%, which is the lowest in 20 years. So this is really quite a significant development. It's small moves, but it's been coming for a couple of quarters. Then we also survey households, so that's literally you and me. And their inflation expectations remain a little bit higher, but this is normal. This is something that we see internationally as well, that households are a bit slower to adjust. And they're at 5.5% for 1 year ahead inflation expectations.
Can you take us through the reason why inflation expectations have lowered to this rate?
Sure. I think it's twofold. I think we do know that inflation expectations tend to be a bit what they call backward looking, which makes sense because you and I adjust our expectation on what we experience now. So during the first half of the year, inflation was really low. I mean, you might recall we had 3 months where inflation was below 3%. So we sort of realized inflation can be low. So we started adjusting lower. But I think also importantly, the South African Reserve Bank over this time period announced that they want inflation at 3% rather than 4.5%. Now, the Reserve Bank is credible. We know that they tend to get what they want in the sense that they'll adjust policy to get there. So we have good reason to believe that inflation will be lower over time. So that is also why you see, you know, the downward adjustments from the second quarter.
I don't know if the survey at all touches on economic growth expectations in any way.
Yes, we do. We also ask about economic growth, but only between the households, business people and the analysts. That is now at 0.8% for this year and then 1.2% next year. Now, this is largely in line with what we've had. Now, the survey took place before we saw the second quarter data that was released last week. That was obviously a little bit better than expected. So if you would repeat the whole exercise today, it would probably be a little bit higher, so let's stick to around 1% growth.
Well, the results of the survey are one of the many factors the SARB's MPC will consider when deciding on the interest rate this week. Any predictions there?
Yes, for sure. They will for sure look at this. I don't think that it will sway them when it comes to the decision on Thursday. I do think that they will keep rates on hold, but I do think that they will be quite pleased to see the downward move. And they'll probably amp up the story that they want a lower inflation target and then hope that when the fourth quarter survey comes around, we see another downward tick. And then once we see inflation expectations settle lower, then we might start seeing rate cuts. So it feels a bit contradictory. You first need to see lower inflation before you see lower interest rates, but they don't want to risk cutting too early and then inflation runs out of control. So I think they will be happy to see this, but they won't change their mind for Thursday.
My final question to you, what are some of the other factors that they're considering in their meeting this week?
They will look at growth. Their target is to keep inflation stable at the target, which is 3% now. So they'll look at the economy as well. Is there any demand pressure? Is there any sort of concern about potential second round effects? Then they will look at the actual inflation forecast. Where do they think inflation will be? The governor will always tell you that he doesn't care about yesterday's inflation. He's looking at next year or even the year after. So they'll look at what the rand could do over this time, what could oil prices do, what might happen to food prices. And they do see a bit of an uptick in inflation over the next couple of months, as we do. But then they do see inflation come down. And then they'll do a risk assessment. Are the risks on the upside? Could we be wrong and inflation actually turning out higher than we expected? Or could you be wrong and inflation actually is lower than we thought? And they do the same exercise for growth. And I think this time around, things just balance each other out. They would want to see the previous cuts that they've implemented still sort of work their way to the system. So I think they'll be content to just see what happens over the next few months rather than making a move right now.
Thank you so much for taking us through the inflation expectation survey for quarter three, Lizetta. We really do appreciate it, and it's always great speaking to you.
It's a pleasure.
The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.